told you, I didn't know, because I didn't play a whole lot of golf in the winter months. So, you know, a lot of times you'll see like people from the north come down and spend the winter months down, or Canadians would come down in December, January, whatever, and just get away and spend some weeks down there. What I didn't know was just how nice the fall is, November is, and you get some nice days in December. Other thing I didn't know is, until I had friends in sales, a lot of times you sales reps out there, you don't work the last couple of weeks of the year. Why not go down to Palmetto Dunes? I told you Santa Claus comes to Palmetto Dunes. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Go by and see the award-winning resort. It's Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. Tomorrow, we have the Hero World Challenge down in the Bahamas. This is the event that Tiger Woods came back last year. And we only have one South Carolina native playing this week. Dustin Johnson will tee off at 12:16 tomorrow. Tiger Woods at 12:05 with Justin Thomas. But we do have Dustin Johnson tomorrow at 12:16. He'll be playing with Ricky Fowler tomorrow. That's Golf Channel all weekend long. So 1:30 tomorrow, you'll see the coverage of it. So not a huge Palmetto Golf Report today, but I just want to remind you that, again, Santa Claus comes down. Spend the holidays, spend the end of the year, the New Year's. Make your plans, some very, very affordable rates in their 50th year. The award-winning resort, Palmetto Dunes, and PalmettoDunes.com. You getting excited about the World Hero World Challenge?
Am I excited about the World Hero Challenge?
Yeah.
No. Are you?
I kind of watch it. You watched the match the other day.
No, I did not.
I thought you said you watched it.
I was very clear that I did not watch it.
I thought you said that you stole it. Nobody ended up stealing it because it was all free.
See, what happened there, as the case is, you sink your teeth into something that's not there.
Right.
And then you just run with it, whether it's factual or not.
Right.
And I never watched it, never stole anything.
Did you tell me that you were going to steal it?
No.
Really?
I said I was going to stream it.
You were going to watch it without paying for it?
I didn't say that. I said I was going to stream it.
Were you going to pay for it?
Maybe. But I didn't do any of them. It's fine.
Did I tell you the guy? Let me get LG. And then did I tell you about the guy hitting my car on Saturday?
You did.
Did I tell you on the air?
Yeah, you said it on the air.
Okay. I talked to one of Clemson's finest yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was right. The guy was wrong.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't in a crosswalk.
Okay.
You still have to yield to pedestrians, though, don't you?
Yeah, and I did. He didn't yield to the paint on my car, though. LG's in Greenville. LG, thanks for hanging on, man. I hope you're doing well. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Great. Thanks for hanging on so long.
You're welcome. I'm here to talk about, I'm on my way home from work this morning. I've been talking about the college football playoffs and this little conspiracy theory of the SEC or whatever. And, I think a lot of people get confused about the whole thing of they're so focused on you have to be or you should be your conference champion to get into the playoffs. And they don't realize that the whole committee was based on the four best teams regardless get in the playoffs. And I'm not defending Alabama saying that. I'm not even an Alabama fan. But everybody is caught up on this Alabama-Georgia game, and I think I'm the only one excited to see how this Oklahoma and Ohio State thing plays out. Because, only one can get in if Alabama wins, Clemson wins, and, Notre Dame's already in pretty much. And I'm just excited to see how those play out. Personally, I'd like to see Oklahoma in there, but I'll let y'all talk about it, see what y'all think, and I'll listen. So thank you.
Thanks, LG. I'm excited. I can't wait to watch a little Oklahoma, Texas. Can't wait to watch a little, and I won't get to see Ohio State, Northwestern, because we'll be up in Charlotte. But I'll watch Alabama. We'll see how that turns out. I'll even watch Washington and Utah. I think those are good games, seeing how that works out. There are... the conference champion is not a automatic qualifier. It's not a required criteria to get in. According to the college football playoff site, how teams that go to college playoff determine. The four teams that go to college football playoff are determined by the college football playoff selection committee. The committee chooses from the four teams of the playoff based on strength of schedule, head-to-head results against common opponents, championships won, and other factors. For more information on the committee as well as the individual bios, click here. We're not going to do that. So conference championships is just part of it. Remember this, though. If there – did we have this conspiracy to get in two teams? Did that just all of a sudden pop in their heads last year when they sat down and went, you know, fellas, you know, Condi, the playoffs, we need to get two teams in here. Did they just think that up last year?
Yes.
Because they didn't do it in 2015. They didn't do it in 2016. And they didn't do it in 2017.
It was the culmination of events. Last year was the master plan to put it into motion.
Okay.
And then we continue the trend this year.
Okay.
Because the College Football Playoff Committee
okay.
is the governing body in the United States of America. Don't know if you know that.
I can still see Feinbaum on the grassy knoll.
Shadow puppets.
Mr. Or24.
Yep.
I have to do this now. This is going to take me a little time. Can you be patient with me?
I'm going to be unbelievably patient.
I don't read to you on the show very often. But there's two absolutely fascinating. That's like the receiver for Pittsburgh this weekend. Fascinating articles. All right?
Yep.
About Gus Malzahn. And these are coming from Auburn Undercover and some Auburn websites. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you're as fascinated by this as I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to Auburn Undercover. This call came from inside the house. I reported two sources on the Buddha Geta message board. I guess that's where we're in private message boards Sunday night that even Gus Malzahn is being told by people representing him at CAA that it might be wise for him to look elsewhere if an opportunity arises. You with me over there?
I got you.
That Gus Malzahn's been told, according to Auburn Undercover, he's been told it might be wise to look elsewhere. Guy, the writer of the article said, I was shocked when I first heard this. Less shocked when I heard it the second time. Where the heck would Malzahn be going? I'm not sure the landing spot for him. The question is whether Auburn would work with him on the buyout. Again, Malzahn holds all the cards, mostly unless Auburn wants to go all in and pay out that figure. That figure, by the way, being $32 million. Remember that extended him last year. What does this mean? His agency and those close to him are trying to protect him and his options. They also know the end is near at Auburn, and boosters and officials continue to press him on certain issues. This end could be this month. It could be next year. It could be in 2 years. The question is, Malzahn has to answer for himself, is does he believe he can turn around at Auburn and win the fans over, or can he start elsewhere and have more success? No one knows what Malzahn is thinking about Malzahn. Gus Malzahn met with Auburn officials on Sunday, and as Auburn Undercover reported, details of the meeting, I'm told, include discussions about the layout of the future of the program and also what Malzahn can and cannot do with the immediate future. One of the issues will be provided is buyout money for necessary to fire offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey and other coaches. Auburn is utilizing tactics to push Malzahn and test him. This is fascinating to me. Which other sources believe is the first step in pushing Malzahn out or making him jump, so to speak, or staying at Auburn with his feet held in step by the Auburn's desires. They're seriously testing Malzahn's patience, but a coach still holds the cards for now. I still have not been told whether Auburn is willing to fork over $32 million to fire him. Can they do that? Absolutely. They have the cash, but will they do it? The article continues that the question is that Auburn has to answer is if it continued to march towards a divorce with the two parties growing impatient. Only time will tell. Auburn needed to pick a side, and officials have muddied the waters in order to give him their not to give them the full support, or they gave them the full support last December. Emotions can change quickly, and Auburn sees, and Gus Malzahn sees it firsthand, that these emotions have changed. He said, I've heard the rumors about Bob Stoops. He said, I started hearing them at the Tennessee game. Stoops has denied all that. Here's what's interesting to me as well. One option entirely possible is if Malzahn walks or is fired, defense coordinator Kevin Steele steps in as the head coach. It's a safe option.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he signed – if Auburn wants to go all in with somebody else, it could cost him up to $80 million. Steele's on a three-year deal worth $2 million. This is very, very interesting to me, too. Auburn Undercover goes on to say that there's been no agreement finalized and changes remain possible on the verge that Malzahn is on the verge of accepting a reduced buyout and other limitations. Malzahn's buyout sources said would be reduced by an unspecified amount. Any coaching staff moves would be the revenue neutral. That if they fire Chip Lindsey, he's got to hire somebody for less than what Lindsey was made. It's got to be revenue neutral. They're not going to spend any more money on it. That's coming from the president. They're forcing his hand. But what I think all this means, let me finish up by saying this. To buy out Malzahn's contract and make a change would cost him $32 million. $15 million of it due within 30 days, and the rest paid over four annual installments. What really, I think, I understand what Auburn's trying to do. Muddy his water, show him they're not supporting him.
Yep.
You see this all the time with divorces, like be so mean to them that they leave you. I used to have this theory, this tactic years ago when I wanted to break up with a girlfriend, but I didn't have the guts to do it. I would ignore her to make her break up with me. That's what they're doing, right? Like in high school, you did that, right, Zach? What? You did that. I didn't have the guts to be the bad guy. So you treat them bad and they break up with you.
I wouldn't do that.
But you've seen that scenario before.
I would break up with them.
Really?
And then just ignore. Like, I wouldn't, there's no talking afterwards. And you know, I'm really sorry.
Oh, no. I say face not, because I still want to be the good guy.
No, it is what it is at that point.
Okay. Now, so that's clear. Auburn's trying to say, basically, we don't want you, but we can't get rid of you.
Yep.
Why would Malzahn, I guess Malzahn, who, I guess, on the Lindsey stuff, firing everybody, I guess he would negotiate on a reduced buyout. Tell me why in the world you negotiate a reduced buyout.
If you're Malzahn?
Yeah.
No idea.
You're See, if I'm Malzahn, I want to be very, very clear about something. I love this job, Mr. Or 24. I love this job.
But does Malzahn love his?
I don't know.
Because that could be a reason to retake the reduced
buyout. They can make your life miserable down there.
Absolutely.
But let me be very, very clear about this. If John Byrne and Wayne Morris and Deborah Jones and Bill Milstead came to me and said, man, we don't like you anymore, and we're going to give you $32 million to quit. you know what?
Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
$32 million. Well, I don't know. If you don't want me, fire me. Right?
Yeah.
What's crazy is, here's where Auburn totally screwed up.
By doing the extension last year, yes.
Right. We act like so many times, these athletic directors do this all the time. A guy wins a couple of games. Last year he beat Georgia and then he beat Alabama. Both of them were ranked number one, and that was a good little deal for him. But we act like that at no point in time could anybody else come in and coach our program. Where's Gus Malzahn going? I told you this before. The person who wins the negotiation is the one willing to walk away first, the one that can walk away and be okay. Auburn could have walked away and hired somebody else. If Malzahn walked away, like, okay, let's go hire somebody else. He beat Alabama and beat Georgia, and we were like, oh, my God, nobody can ever coach football again. So they ended up giving him a $32 million buyout. If I am Gus Malzahn's agent, I'm saying, dude, you hold your stance right here. Don't take a reduced buyout.
What does your gut say happens in the next, let's say, 48, 72 hours?
Auburn is the single most dysfunctional college football program in the country. They are. Every year. We love our coach. We hate our coach. We love our coach. We hate our coach. They do it every single year. They did it to Chizik, didn't they?
Yes.
They did it to Tommy Tuberville, didn't they?
Yep.
With Tommy Tuberville, he was winning. Some folks didn't think he was winning enough. So they went and talked to Bobby Petrino on their plane and Tuberville found out about it. You finally find a way to get rid of Tommy Tuberville. Kind of force him on out. And you went with Gene Chizik. Chizik goes 8-5. Remember when they hired Chizik, the guy met the AD out there at the airplane. Remember that airport? Cussed the AD out.
Mm-hmm.
Chizik goes 8-5. Everybody's up in arms. 2010, he cheats. He gets Cam Newton and gets the defensive tackle. What was his name? Nick Fairley.
Fairley, yeah.
Fairley. Goes 14-0, wins the national championship. The Chizik's a genius. Goes 8-5 and 3-9, they fire him. Bring in Malzahn, goes 12-2, he's a genius. Loses the national championship game. Goes 8-5 and 7-6, 8-5, going to fire him. Beats Georgia and Alabama, goes 10-2, give him a big extension. Man, being an Auburn football fan would be the most exhausting roller coaster ride in all of college football.
Who would possibly want to go there next? Who's in line for that?
Somebody who wants a $32 million buyout. Let me ask you this. Would you rather have Gus Malzahn as your coach or Kevin Steele?
If there is any such thing as football gods and karma, Lane Kiffin goes to Auburn after this.
Oh, my word.
I need that.
Why would Bob Stoops want that?
He wouldn't. He doesn't want to coach anymore.
Would you rather have Kevin Steele or Gus Malzahn?
Gus.
The Gus bus.
The Gus bus.
So my point is, you don't pay Gus Malzahn $32 million not to coach to hire Kevin Steele.
No, you pay him not to coach and hire somebody else. You're going to pay. You're going to spend $60, $75, $80 million.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time you hire a new coach, it's going to cost you.
And a staff.
Yeah, and a staff. You're talking about $80 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Something's wrong with this world, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to pay $32 million to a guy to not coach you. Remember in Moneyball?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're talking to David Justice. He goes, man, the Yankees are paying us $15 million a year for you not to play for them.
Yikes.
That's how bad you are.
Yikes.
You suck so bad as a coach, we're going to pay you $32 million not to be our coach.
Mm.
But they panicked last year.
Of course they did.
And, oh, well, he might be going elsewhere. He might be going to Arkansas. Let him go to Arkansas. I would not be a good athletic director. The first time the agent comes to me and goes, well, our agent's looking at, okay.
Your associate AD comes, hey, got the head coach going to walk here. All right.
Okay. Bye. Because you know what? Somebody else can coach football, too. For less than $80 million.
This is ridiculous. Got to compete with Bama in the state.
It's the dirtiest, nastiest, scummiest, slimiest. To be honest with you, if you're an Auburn fan, aren't you a little bit embarrassed by it?
Oh, you have to be.
I told you what a college football coach told me, that every 10 years, Auburn gets tired of losing to Alabama, so they go buy some players, win an SEC or a national championship, then go on probation. Except this time they didn't go on probation very much. There is no more dysfunction in college football than Auburn. Maybe go up and get Tommy Tuberville and Bobby Petrino on a plane. See how that works out for him. Text somebody's a good point. Is Malzahn's wife gone crazy? I mean, Gus. Remember that?
Yes.
What a loony bird she is. Yeah. You can't get more dysfunction than Auburn. And the thing is, Auburn's a great place. And Auburn has really nice people.
Lane Kiffin to Auburn. Start the rumors.
No.
You heard it here first.
Auburn's better than Lane Kiffin.
No.
Yes.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Auburn, here's the thing, man. Don't sell your soul. You're good people. It's a beautiful place. It's a nice campus. You don't have to do all that dirty stuff, man. Just accept that Alabama's great and then just go beat who you can beat and have a good time. But you don't have to be all that doggone dysfunctional chasing Alabama all the time. Just win. You're going to have to win some. You've won plenty. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. ZeroResGreenville.com. Hey, $129 specials back. Three rooms, $129. Get in touch with them. Mention my name to get that free hallway with that $129 special. I love it. I think this is amazing. It's our wonderful friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. No harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals. It's all Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. Call today, 558-7300, 558-7300. Auburn makes one other mistake in hiring coaches. I'll tell you about that after a short break.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Hey everyone, my name is Ben. I'm a personal trainer at Gold's Gym in Cherrydale in Greenville. Here to talk to you today about Optinos. It's a nitric oxide booster, all natural, clinically tested. I'm taking it. My clients have been taking it, seeing incredible results. Increases in your leg press, arm size, your bench press. You need to get your own bottle today. It's good for increasing your recovery, your endurance, and making sure that you have better lean muscle gains. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Get your bottle today.
It's auction time. Saturday, December 1st, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Greenwood Fairgrounds in Greenwood, South Carolina. Selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anybody can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates and bid live at the auction or online. That's Saturday, December 1st at 421 Highway 221 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch Superstore.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
Hey man, Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
I'm Matthew Murdoch. That's our name, and we want to know yours. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford, whether it be new or used, plus a great service, parts, and body shop right across the Georgia state line in Livonia, Georgia. Or visit us at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
Ed Murdoch Superstores.
Ed Murdoch Superstores. That's our name, and we want to know yours. Come see us.
Onward Reserve, now open downtown Clemson, your new retailer for men's clothing, gifts, and accessories, featuring tailored and classic fit button-down shirts, five-pocket pants, performance polos, footwear, and more. From the tailgate to the classroom and every adventure in between, Onward Reserve will help you look and feel your best. Live authentically. Shop Onward Reserve and experience the difference. 383 College Avenue, downtown, and online at onwardreserve.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Don't be a turkey. Recycle your used cooking oil at Greenville County's residential waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 243-9672 or go to greenvillecounty.org. And happy Thanksgiving from the Greenville County Solid Waste Division.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Granger Nissan, I hadn't done this today. Let me look see what Granger Nissan's inventory looks like. I love doing this and see what Granger Nissan of Anderson. Stop by and see them, 3510 Clemson Boulevard, 3240650. Right now, Mr. Orr 24, there's 462 vehicles on their lot right now. I think I'm right by saying that. Let me refresh this. There's 60 brand new Altimas on her vehicle, on her lot right now. The 2019 Altima. It is here. A great design. Two new engines. All-wheel drive available. All the safety features. We're getting better and better at all these safety features. Check out their complete inventory. Home of the lifetime warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. It's my great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. On an Auburn deal, you don't remember this, Mr. Or24, but their big guy down there was their board of trustee guy, and their big booster was the guy who was buying players, all that kind of stuff. It's a guy named Bobby Lauder. He was a big bank CEO. And he was the guy that flew his private plane up to meet with Petrino. He was a guy that he dismissed in 2001, dismissed the president, and then the campus voted a no confidence in the board. He ruled the board there. And
was he on the board?
He was on the board, yeah. And since 1983. But in the end, there were claims that the governor reappointed Lauder due to his wife's donation of $25,000 back to the board, and then his tenure ended in 2012. The state replaced him there, but he was this controversial figure down there.
Where's he now?
He's just counting his money down in Auburn, down in Alabama somewhere. Still going to games, but he didn't have the control over Auburn like he did because he's not on the board anymore. But here's the thing that happened in Auburn through the years, all right? Post Shug Jordan. So from 1976 on, the guys that have been successful, for some reason, are guys that didn't have Auburn ties. Pat Dye was 99-39 there and was won the SEC and was very successful there. He played at Georgia, coached at Alabama. As an assistant, played at Georgia, coached at East Carolina, coached at Wyoming, and then came back and did great there. Terry Bowden didn't have ties to Auburn, and he went 47-17 and took them undefeated, won the Coach of the Year, won the SEC, and all this kind of stuff. Bill Oliver had been assistant there. They hired Bill Oliver for 5 games as an interim. He went 2-3. Tommy Tuberville had no ties to Auburn. He went 85-40 and won the SEC, did a bunch of great things. Gene Chizik was a former Auburn guy. Well, first of all, they wanted to hire Petrino because they knew him. They had ties to him, and that didn't work out, and it wouldn't work down there. They go hire Chizik, who was a defensive coordinator there, and he went 33-19.
Won a title.
Yeah.
He won a national title. How many titles do they have in their program history?
2.
That's a pretty big deal.
And then Malzahn's 45-20 because they had Auburn ties to him, too. So what they need to do is, like, get rid of the Auburn tie stuff. Like, you don't have to be an Auburn guy. Just to go get the best coach. It seems to work out. Dye was an outsider. He was a Georgia guy, an Alabama guy. You have to go get somebody that you're familiar with. You know, it's that nepotism, man. You're like, it's got to be an Auburn son to be able to do this thing. No. Just go hire the best guy. 654 Roar. Chris is in Toccoa, Georgia. Chris, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing good. How's it going, Mick?
We are blessed, man. Hope you are, too.
I am a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I was talking about Auburn. I'm from Alabama, long-time Auburn fan, and I said, you know what, might as well give it a shot this morning.
Do it, brother. I'm glad you called
but
in.
You're right. Being an Auburn fan is a roller coaster ride. You have your highs, you have your lows. The thing that's been going on this year is, you know, been reading the boards, and I thought after the Tennessee game that Malzahn was gone. But he beat Ole Miss. He beat A&M. And then next thing you know, you have A&M corner with Alabama and Georgia every year. And, you know, I think that's pretty much the toughest schedule in the nation when you got those 2 and 3 weeks.
I agree with
that. Last year alone, Auburn played 3 number ones last year. And it's tough. You know, you've got Alabama thriving. You've got Georgia on the upcoming rise. You've got a coach that don't connect to the fan base. I would say that's the difference between Dabo and Malzahn. If you go back and look, Dabo's first 6 seasons, he wasn't the greatest coach, but he connected to the Clemson people. Malzahn doesn't click with all the people. They don't know who he is.
Yeah, a great point.
You know, he's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good guy, but, you know, the control, and right now I think Auburn's trying to push him out. It is embarrassing. But I don't think you push him out unless you got a grand slam hire. You can't hire an up-and-rising coach and hope that you're going to spend $60, $80 million for another 8-5 season. Realistically, if you're an Auburn fan like I am, you want to beat everybody else and split the series with Alabama, Georgia, LSU. You know, you win 9-10 games, that's great. That's fine. You just don't want to lose to Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Tennessee. You expect to beat those teams. And theoretically, you have. You talked about Tuberville's tenure. You know, Tuberville had some good runs 2004, 2005, 2006. And then he got really complacent. And there was some things going on personally with Tuberville and his wife and that situation. That's what ran him out. You know, and so it seems like Auburn always gets in Auburn's way. I think Clemson's kind of figured it out with Dabo, but want to make sure that, you know, that Clemson realizes how good they have it with Dabo.
We do. Christian makes great points. And look, I've been to Auburn many times. I spent a week there or 3 or 4 days there back in the 90s. And I've been to Auburn 15 times. I love Auburn. I think it's beautiful. I think it's awesome. Auburn, like you said, get out of its own way. Why is it that it's always got to be drama? You mentioned Tuberville's wife, you know, Petrino, and what kind of scumbag like he was, and then Malzahn's wife's crazy. I think part of it is, like, you're always chasing Alabama. Look, you're good enough, man. Like, you can differentiate yourself by being just a little bit different than Alabama. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to have all the drama all the time of we're the best, you know, 12-0 or 8-5 every single year back and forth. Hire a guy that you can believe in, that has some values and some ethics. And you know what? Alabama, differentiate yourself that way. There's a good alternative. Auburn by itself is already different than Alabama. You don't have to always chase them and try to, I don't know. It'd be nice to have some stability in Auburn for once.
Oh, no, I agree with you, Mick. And, you know, if you go back and look at it, like, my whole family is Alabama fans. And the biggest difference we always say is Auburn's more family, Alabama's more business. You know, that's the way that Saban recruits. And you know, that's, I look at Clemson, I'm like, you know what, that's pretty much the Auburn model. You know, it's very similar in the two schools. I do agree that we need to get out of our way and, you know, get outside of the Auburn connections. But, you know, like you said, the best way to describe an Auburn fan is a roller coaster ride.
Yep.
And you have your highs, you have your lows, and you know, you just want something that's consistent, I guess, as a fan base.
I agree. Hey, Chris, call more often, man. I enjoyed our conversation. Yeah, I enjoyed our conversation. Call more often. Love to hear from you.
Bye.
All right. So I enjoyed the guy, man. Auburn can be really good. Auburn's got a lot of good stuff going for him. Just get out of your own way and stop the drama, man. Just hire some good, competent, you know what? Hire some ethical people and get rid of the bad guys. Desmond's been hanging on the longest. Desmond, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
No problem. Good to hear from you.
Good, man.
How you keep saying that Auburn needs to quit looking up and quit competing with Alabama. But ain't that kind of contradicting? Because we here in Clemson keep telling South Carolina they're good enough on their own. They don't need to keep competing with us. But you have to continue to compete with us because we're in their face all day long.
Yeah.
Alabama's in Auburn's face all day long. Of course, that's who they're – I mean, I don't know if they recruit the same people, but, you know, everything – it's just like having a brother and a sister. You know, you got if one has one, you got to get two of them. Everybody has an indoor practice facility because they have an indoor practice facility.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You got to get something. You got to say – one step above, or at least stay consistent with them. So I kind of
I agree.
Find it comical that you say that.
Well, you know, again, you're always going to keep an eye on them. My point was that it's like that assistant coach told me that Auburn gets tired of losing to them, so they go cheat and go on probation. If you would just stop, you know, don't cheat. Don't go on probation, man. Just hire some good people, have some stability, hire some ethics, and go about it with some good high morals. And Auburn's a nice place, man. You can win at Auburn. You don't have to, to be the little brother all the time and to cheat and try to hire bad people and always, you know, firing people every single year, always on the hot seat. Seems like it's such a roller coaster.
So let me ask this question.
All right.
Florida State, they've made a hire that is good morals, for as we know. Well, right now, Florida State's looking like a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Tell me, I mean, I'm going to get off the phone with two things. One, tell me where do you see Florida State in the next short view, in the next 2 years? Do you still see Taggart down there? Do you still, what do you see there? Where do you see that projection in the next 2 years? And then give me what was going on with is why was Dabo's the what was the rant about for his whole the whole thing about the Clemson fans not being happy with the win? Because I kind of felt we was pretty happy with it. Yeah. Enjoy the show. Okay.
Thank you, Des. Appreciate the phone call. Quickly on that subject, number one, Florida State. I like Taggart. I think he's a good man from what I know so far. I think he's a great recruiter. He has to hire better coordinators and better coaches. If he can do that, make the staff changes, he's got to be more organized. I read an article from War Chant the other day about his organizational skills. He's got to do some things to become better at it, but hire better coaches and he can survive. If he doesn't, he won't survive down there. Mr. Or 24, the Dabo rant, that was, did our friend David Hood say that it felt like a loss or something, or some people felt like a loss or something?
He said something, yeah.
So it was reaction to an article. David Hood's one of my best friends. I love the guy. I think he's awesome. I understand the sentiment there. I didn't read all that, but Dabo made a point that I thought Dabo's best thing he said yesterday about this was, I'm miserable when we lose.
Yep.
I'm definitely not going to be miserable when we win. 1 point's enough for me. And I agree with that. And I pushed that, Mr. Or 24, on the show. How many years now? An awful long time. I'm up against a break. Milton, I know you've been hanging on forever. Ohio Tiger, you guys, please hang on. I promise you I will get exactly right back to you after a very, very short break.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application. Delivery or pickup, nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Don't hibernate this winter. Visit Yellowstone, stop by the store, go anywhere, in any weather, with Michelin tires.
Between November 14th and December 14th, get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at the Pendleton Tire Company.
See Michelman.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Impress your guests this holiday season with insanely clean carpets with zero res. They clean with powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned and sanitized for $129 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Don't let your carpet suffer because of the holidays. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
zero risk. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Diamonds and gold direct, we're your diamond source. Everyday low prices waiting for you. Custom design jewelry too for diamonds. You want diamonds and gold direct. For everything in diamonds and gold, come in and see the pros who know.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in early.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Hey, PrimeLendingSC.com, they want to make sure you have the best when it comes to your next loan. Now, whether it be your first-time home buyers, look, don't be intimidated. Have a conversation with them. Just start and say, right now I'm renting, you know, here's what we're thinking, what kind of neighborhood to be looking at, what kind of price range we need to be looking at, you know, how much we'd bring to the table, what's down payment, what's your PMI, what's all that stuff. Learn all that if you're a first-time home buyer. There's a rent-to-own calculator on there, and it makes a whole bunch of sense. If you're refinancing, you know, sometimes just a lower rate doesn't necessarily mean you need to refinance. There's points, there's other things in there, and years and all that kind of stuff. So that doesn't necessarily mean it, but sometimes they make it to your advantage. And then remodeling your home. You know, rather than moving, and like here in Clemson, inventory is low. You can't find a nice home in a lot of places. Why not think about remodeling some of yours? Do it at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins' team would love to take care of you. Milton is in Simpsonville. Milton, you've been very patient. Thanks for being so patient with us. How are you doing this morning?
Sure, bro. I'm doing well.
Great.
Hey, I got a question and I got a scenario for you.
All right.
The question is this. In the college football playoff ranking, the number one team, do they get to choose where they play? I've read that a little bit. I'm a little confused of whether they get to choose or sort of assigned to the Cotton Bowl or the Orange Bowl this year. So let's say that Alabama finishes number one. Do they get to choose which bowl they play in, or is it decided for them?
It is decided for them. And okay. It is decided for them with a bunch of different criteria. There is no one way, one method. They do it basically considering what's best for their fans and also considering what the environment will look like. And in most cases, like last year, people will point out that number one, Clemson went to New Orleans and had to play Alabama, and Alabama was closer to New Orleans. And that's right. All that's true. However, I think the criteria last year was that it would have been easier on Clemson fans to go there than to go to Pasadena, California, playing the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
So
Great.
This year okay. is different because if Oklahoma, the Dallas, Texas is a huge Oklahoma hub. They've got all kinds of alumni there. Would they send Alabama, if it's Alabama and Oklahoma, would they send the number one team into Dallas with a huge fan base there or Miami? You know, I understand both sides of that argument. I tell you one thing you got to worry about, though. Is,
Miami.
Well, a little bit is ticket sales. Because I got to tell you, last year in that Alabama and Clemson Sugar Bowl, there were empty seats in the stadium, and the market fell out at the end. There were people selling tickets for $50, you know, $350 tickets, $250 tickets for $50 bucks outside. And with the Santa Clara being a long plane flight and expensive plane flight and very expensive hotel rooms, do you want to ask Alabama fans to go, you know, farther away to Miami, closer to Dallas? Do you want Oklahoma fans to have to go, let's say Oklahoma goes to national championship. Do you want to go, I have to go all the way to Miami and then turn right back around and go all the way back out to Pasadena? Right. You got to worry about some tickets. I don't think the national championship ticket, when Clemson went to Arizona, the ticket demand was high, but they were right around face value. When they played down in Tampa, much closer, I know people who had $3,500 and couldn't get in. So it's all about with that Santa Clara, I think, affects their thinking. Do you want to send Oklahoma all over the place? Do you want to send Alabama all over the place? Do you want to send Clemson all over the place? It's a unique situation every year.
Well, and that the reason I brought up Miami, just in the event that, let's say, Miami were one of these four teams, they play in the Orange Bowl.
Right.
So if they were number one, would it be fair to let them play in the Orange Bowl?
It's a good point. Okay. It's a very good point.
And I want to get to my scenario for you. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't want to chase that too far.
Right.
All right. My scenario is this. Let's just say that Georgia beats Alabama. Oklahoma beats Texas by 15 or 20 and avenges their only loss of the season. So technically, you could say they are sort of undefeated. What does that do to Notre Dame?
I don't think
Georgia, Georgia stay in there because Notre Dame didn't play. Alabama lost. Does Alabama become four? Oklahoma become four? Clemson goes to one and Georgia goes to two. And what happens to Notre Dame?
An undefeated Notre Dame team is already in. There is no scenario out there where Notre Dame's not getting in.
You're telling me that Notre Dame is better than those other three teams that are left.
No, but I'm telling you that Notre Dame, an undefeated Notre Dame team will not be left out of the college football playoff.
I'm telling you they need to go to a conference and beat somebody.
I agree with you, but what I'm telling you, in 2018, on Sunday morning, that Notre Dame is going to the college football playoff.
So Notre Dame gets to do nothing. They're just sitting there watching everybody else beat up each other, and they're going no matter what.
By the same scenario, they lose out on this, though, on those one-loss Notre Dame teams. Right now, a one-loss Alabama team got in last year.
I agree with that.
A two-loss Auburn team almost got in last year, had they just beaten Georgia. Georgia, a one-loss Georgia team got in last year. A one-loss Clemson team got in twice.
That's the value of being in a conference.
Right. But an undefeated Notre Dame team will not be left out Sunday afternoon.
I think they will.
I think you're wrong.
Fair enough. Thanks,
Milton. We talk about the SEC. What?
I think you're wrong.
I mean, we talk about the value and the bias, whatever. Notre Dame carries a big stick in college football. A one-loss Notre Dame team? Yeah. Knock yourself out. Yeah. A undefeated Notre Dame team, you won't lead them out of a playoff. Won't happen. Ohio Tiger, final phone call of the day. Good morning, Ohio Tiger. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Great, Mickey. Great, Zach. How are you guys this morning?
We're blessed. Hope you are too. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've followed Auburn involuntarily because my stepson and his family, they're rabid Auburn fans. And I can only imagine it's tough to be them because when you look at this buyout and the coaching stress, and my gut tells me they're still paying Cam Newton somewhere on the backside. But through all those comments, I sit here in Ohio reflecting about our program, and it makes me more proud,
no doubt,
to be a Tiger here in Ohio. Because you look at, I don't know if you guys saw that article on TigerNet about Coach for Pitt Narduzzi, his comments, the glowing comments about Dabo and how he runs his program and all the great things he does outside of football. And then the other article where Dabo sent the football to that Purdue super fan who has cancer, Trevor. I don't remember his last name. But, looking at all of that and hearing your Auburn, all the drama at Auburn, I sit here in Ohio saying, what a great time it is to be a Tiger, especially from afar, looking from the outside, out here looking in. It's just good times. And so I'm proud of, what I'm saying is I'm proud of our program and how they do things. And it's never more reinforced than when you hear things like you see at Auburn and other schools.
No doubt about
That's
it.
All you know, I have for you.
And I appreciate the phone call, Ohio Tiger. Thanks an awful lot. Sometimes you see it from inside. Sometimes you got to look outside to see it. And in both cases, you see that now. We're extremely fortunate to have the most important man to come through this place in 50 years since Bob Edwards, probably. I think that's safe to say. Extremely fortunate there. Brad Huseman, Allstate agent. Pay attention to this, Mr. War 24. I got another Auburn quote for you from our Brad Huseman, Allstate agent.
Okay.
Brad Huseman, Allstate agent, 292-3001. Call him today. Do you know what you pay for your car insurance?
I do.
Every single month? You already know?
I pay a lump sum every year.
I didn't know what I paid And so I get a, I just did a bank draft, right? Well, I'm reminded of what I'm paid because we sit down and we review our policies. Let him review your current policy with anybody else. It's our great friends at Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Make one phone call today. Just compare him. You know, he'll tell you if he can't help you. I mean, you already got great rates. You already got great coverage. See if he can help you with both. It's 292-3001. I'm going to forgive Auburn. How about this little nugget coming from AuburnSports.com? It's their Rivals.com site. In it, Jay Tate says that Auburn wants to make Gus Malzahn, which you know this already, feeling so uncomfortable that he's willing to negotiate a buyout. Tate says that Malzahn has stunned Auburn power brokers by coming out as willing to accept their slap-in-the-face demands. Now, the theory is that Jimmy Sexton has compelled, and Paul Strudel's writing this in Tiger Illustrated about it, has compelled Malzahn to call the school's bluff, and Malzahn really does want to stay. Now, both sides look bad. Lame duck arrangements are out there. Promises to make only the situation even more fragile, ill-fated going forward. There is no more dysfunction. He's going to call their bluff and go along with what they said. So he agrees. Jimmy Sexton is a smart guy. He agrees with us. You want to fire me? Buy me out. If not, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. It's going to cost you. How bad do you not want me to coach here? $32 million?
Who's going to blink first?
Yeah. Malzahn holds all of the leverage. And Sexton knows it. So, okay. You tell me who you want my assistant coaches to be. We'll keep these guys. $32 million. Now, if you don't like it, pay me my $32. I'll be gone. Interesting stuff, man. Very, very interesting stuff. And it goes back to, remember when that you saw him on the sidelines where he saw him say in slow motion, I hope they don't fire me. You know what? I hope they do. For $32 million, you can fire me and you can pee on my grave. $32 million.
Dang.
Buddy, we finish things up as we always do with our 2 minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, you notice I didn't play any Christmas rejoins today, right? No holiday music rejoins today.
A humbug, man. I can't get a good Christmas.
I will do it tomorrow, though, because tonight marks the beginning, the real beginning of the season, if you will. The Rockefeller tree goes up tonight, a 72 foot tall Norway spruce, 5 miles of lights on it, and a 3 million crystallized brand new star on top of it. 7 o'clock tonight. They're going to light that puppy up. It's actually going to happen around 9.
They're going to light a puppy? Up,
and it's going to be great. Can't wait.
They're going to light a puppy?
They're going to light that puppy up. Yep.
Oh, that puppy up.
Mm-hmm.
My 2 minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. It's my great friend, EricNewton.com. Students, hey, now's the time. I didn't know this. I told you, Zach, that you got to sign up now, man, like to have a place to live next year. It's our friends at Eric Newton, the full service real estate company. Get in touch with him. He'd love to take care of you. EricNewton.com, Tiger-Properties.com. I just went back and looked at this yesterday just to make sure I'm right by saying this. Ryan Finley, the ACC first team quarterback on the season, 275 for 408. Trevor Lawrence on the season, 200 for 302. He's thrown more passes. He's thrown 106 more passes. Finley's thrown for 3,380 yards a game, 3,380 yards, and Lawrence is 28-44. Touchdowns, Finley 21 with 8 interceptions. Trevor Lawrence 22 with 4 interceptions. And guess what?